Blessings, beautiful souls in this world. You are now listening to the newest episode on Coolie Baby Express's podcast. Take heed, let God speak into your spirit, and enjoy.
Peace, love, light, wisdom, guidance, discernment, and blessings. Beautiful souls in this world, I don't know, so we are not of this world. Coolie Baby Dea, you done know the thing already. Welcome back again to Coolie Baby Express's podcast. Okay, here we are on episode 14. Wow, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As you can hear, I am a little stuffy. I live out here in Florida and the temperature is now starting to drop. So, yay, right? Actually, you know, my Earthstrong was, what, a week or two ago? And, you know, which is, we're in now the season of fall. Or did fall really start yet? No, but I know this is fall. For me, it's fall, right? And so, actually, fall is my favorite season, not just because I'm born in the fall, but because, for one, I love the weather. I love how it can be breezy, yet not too cold and not hot, right? I love the coziness of it, the attires and everything. I love sipping the hot tea and the hot this and that, and you know, it's my kind of thing. You know how summertime is, where everybody wanna pretty much get naked and you have to pop out, like you have to look good everywhere you go and all these things. That's not me. That's not my season. Look by me. If you're watching the visual, look at me. I mean, sometimes you see me, I have lashes on and, you know, I may have a little makeup on and these things. But, you know, I love, if those of you that don't know, I used to do makeup. I was a makeup artist and it's kind of therapeutic for me. It's nothing deep about it. It's just that I am talented in it. And when I do it, whether it's on myself or somebody else, it's therapy for me, you know. So it's not like, oh, I have to wear makeup, or because really and truly, I'm gonna wear makeup enough. If I do put on something, it would be, you know, brushing, doing my eyebrows a little bit. Here you can see me, I didn't do nothing to my eyebrows, but it'll be doing my eyebrows a little bit, maybe putting on some lashes and something on my lips. It will probably either be gloss or lipstick. I love lipstick because it just kind of like expresses, Coolie Baby Expresses, you know? It just is a way for me to just express my personality. And when I wear lipstick, it's not like, oh, neutral and not too, like, listen, if I'm wearing, you see how me, if you're watching the visual, you see how I'm wearing yellow? If I had yellow lipstick, I would wear yellow, okay? So this is how it is for me. It just allows me to express my personality, or you know, just the vibe of me that day or that moment or whatever, right? And yeah, so why did I end up talking about makeup? Like, okay. Oh, I said all of that. I don't know why I had to say all of that, but anyway, I said all of that to say I'm stuffy and everything, so the temperature is dropping here in Florida, and so I'm catching a little cold or whatever. But nonetheless, I just, like I tell my music clients, listen, you gotta start on it before it gets worse. So I've been making my, you know, ginger tea, lime, turmeric, flaxseed, Kanye. I know it's like cayenne. We call it Kanye, okay? Kanye pepper. All these things. I've been making my tea and I've been drinking before it get worse, right? So this is probably the worst it will get, right? But nonetheless, that's not going to stop me from doing God's work, right? I already prayed over this episode and oh my goodness. That brings me to how recently, when I say recently, I mean like a couple hours ago, God gave me a revelation of pretty much that my ministry is going to be shifting, right? And so it's nothing too deep. It's very simple. And a lot of times we like to make God so deep. when he's, you know, God. Okay, so God is a very deep God. Let me say that, all right? Let me change my terminology. A lot of times we like to make God complicated. Yes, that's the word. We like to make him so complicated when he's not, when the things that he instructs us to do is very simple. And the reason why we make it so complicated is because it goes against our flesh. It goes against what we desire to do. It goes against how we feel in the moment. It goes against those things. So we're like, you know, but maybe God was really trying to say, no, you know what he said. Okay, he said what he said, and you know what he said. You just try not to do what he said because that's not what you want to do. You understand? So we have to get out of this habit. And, you know, I'm not talking to people like, you know, this is you and you got to change. Like, I mean, yeah, I would pray that you change, but I'm not talking at you, right? I'm just testifying alongside of you, letting you know that I was there too. You know, I was doing that. Exactly what I just explained, I was doing it. So God gave me a revelation, told me that my ministry is going to be taking a shift. And I'm like, okay, well, what is the shift? He confirmed for me in a video of a couple of his other chosen vessels. And it's funny because in these specific videos, they are speaking of the same thing. And I've been seeing videos like this in the last, couple months, right? And I've been feeling the unction, but I didn't know in specific that, you know, he's going to tell me that my ministry per se was going to change, right? But I've been feeling it every time I see these videos. And when I tell you what it's on, you're going to be like, well, yeah, of course you've been feeling it, right? So as I said, all these chosen vessels are speaking of the same thing. And so tonight I came across a couple again, and they are speaking on the coming back of Jesus Christ. They're speaking on Jesus coming more sooner than we let on, right? And every time I see a chosen vessel speaking, and let me tell you how profound it is, because many of the people that I'm seeing are confessing to not live right. They're confessing to not be in right standing with God. They're confessing that they don't live a life pleasing to God, but they're on a video and they're crying their heart out. They're crying their heart out and they're saying, oh my God, I got in a dream and I seen God in the sky, or I've gotten a dream and I was left behind. My God, my God. And these are people that are confessing that they don't serve Christ. Listen to me. In Revelation, God spoke of pouring his spirit out. Okay? He spoke of pouring his spirit out upon all flesh, upon all people, so that nobody can have an excuse. Oh, well, I didn't know God was coming. I didn't hear the word of God. No one can have an excuse. And the Bible says that one day, and this day is coming, that every knee in the flesh shall bow, and every tongue in the flesh shall confess. So who is God talking about when he said every knee, every tongue? Yeah, he's talking about everybody, right? But a lot of people are like, okay, well, yeah, he's talking about his children, of course. No, okay, well, he's going beyond that. He's talking about the atheist. He's talking about the people that serve Buddha. Now, I'm not coming for nobody in their faith now. Who am I to judge? Who am I to condemn? I cannot condemn you. I cannot judge you, but I can speak truth. I can speak truth. There's so many people tied to the bondage of religion, okay? Tied to the bondage of idols. And we're calling these things, these religions, these idols, our God. And we know a character of our God, right? For those of you that actually read your Bible, to know the character of who you serve. Not just because your pastors say, oh, Jesus is Lord, so you got to give your life to Christ. You're like, okay, well, if he's Lord, I got... No, you need to read your Bible so you can get to learn who God is. Get to learn his character. Get to learn the mind of him. We will never get to know him in his fullness. Maybe when we leave this earthly realm, we will, you know, because we will see his face, right? But in this carnal body, in this carnal mind, we will never begin to know God in his fullness. You understand? Right now, in order to know a piece of who he is, in order to know what you can know about him in this carnal mind, you have to get into your word. You have to get into your word. And right now, I'm feeling this in the spirit. If you are convicted right now, if God has been showing you and telling you to get into your word, but things have been distracting you, or you have been holding yourself back, our biggest enemy is ourselves, you know. Okay, so maybe you've been holding yourself back from doing what God told you to do. If you are being convicted right now underneath the sound of my voice, I declare and decree a chain that is on you in the spirit to break off right now. A chain and a distraction that has been holding you, that has been a stronghold over you, that has been trying to deter you and separate and depart you from reading your word, from the word of God. I rebuke, renounce, and reject that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is broken right now. Hallelujah. It is broken right now. Pick up your Bible. Read your word. Get to know the God that you serve, because he's coming. He's coming. He's coming more sooner than we let on. Let me share something with you guys. Some of you already know, you've been following up with me. You know that my mom recently passed. She passed in April 23rd of 2022. I still cannot fathom. Okay, I was going to say I don't even know, but I do know. But I cannot fathom how I'm able to be strong in my ministry. All right? After the person that I've known all my life, the only person that was ever really attached in there for me, the person that I've seen transform, the person, oh my God, I don't know how I'm able to sit here and continue to do this thing. You hear me? I said I was going to say I don't know, because I do know. It's only the grace and the mercy and the strength and the endurance of my God to why I can sit here and do this. And this is what I wanted to share. God gave me so many revelations on what we would call death, right? It's really her actually going into life. But us, we see in the natural realm, it's like death. It's like, oh my gosh, I heard a wise man of God say this. Our forever is until we die. But God's forever is eternal. Okay, and that's the true forever. Anything we see now in this natural realm, this earth, is not true. It's not real. The only truth and real is the word of God. Is God. God is not limited by time. God does not live inside of time. He lives outside of time. We talked about this on episode 12. God lives outside of time. He's eternal. He's infinite, right? We're made in his image. We are spirit beings. We're not this flesh. So what we think is our forever when we die is not our forever. Okay? It's funny because I was just having this conversation with my husband about the scripture that says, God said, my people will perish. My people will perish for the lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom. And I was telling my husband, God said, my people. He didn't say this. He didn't say Satan's people will perish for the lack of. No, he said his own people. His own people will perish because they are choosing not to receive wisdom for all that she brings. They are choosing to resent knowledge and to turn away, turn their face away from wisdom and knowledge. A true understanding of the word of God, of what he's instructing us to do before such and such happened. My God. And so I was telling my husband, he brought up somebody that recently passed because he robbed a store or something. And the lady who was the owner of the store shot him and he passed or something like that. And when he mentioned that, I said, wow. And I said, don't you know that that man, he probably could have been a believer. He probably was a believer. And my husband said, yeah, he probably was. And because he chose not to walk in wisdom of not robbing that store, or he chose to feed into his emotions or whatever, he did that and now he perished. And when my husband said, and now he perished, Holy Spirit spoke to me, spoke through me to my husband. And I said, yeah, but you know that perishing is not us dying, right? You know that perishing is not us dying in the flesh, right? Perishing is what happens to us that choose to turn our face away from God and our life away from God and not repent. Perishing is what happens after we leave this earthly vehicle, after we leave our flesh. That's when that perish begins. After God, after judgment, after God asks you to take account for what you did and why didn't you repent and all these things? And God will say, well, turn away from me because I know you not. That's when the perish begins. So perishing is not when we die in our fleshly realm. It's not when someone's breath leaves their body. That's not when perishing. That's not when you perish. That's not perishing. Perishing is after the real you, your spirit leaves your earthly temporary flesh. And if you did not choose and believe that Christ is Lord, and you were not living, and because you know some of us chose to, like, you know, believe in God. Some of us chose, like, okay, well, Jesus is Lord, I believe that, but your life is showing the opposite. It's like wolf in sheep clothing. The Bible says you speak of the God, you speak of God, right? But you deny the power thereof. You don't live a life according to what he has instructed you to do. And it's just for the protection of you, because God don't want us to perish. He don't want his people to perish. One day I was in prayer and I felt the grief of his heart. God don't want us to perish. He don't want his people to perish. But because he cannot make us do anything, because he already spoke that we shall have free will, he won't make us do anything. This is why he grieved, because he just wished that you would choose him. He wished that you would turn your life to him. He wished that you would repent and turn away from your wicked ways. But many of us choose the opposite route intentionally. That's the sad part about it. Many of us have best friends or friends that we see every day that speaks the word of God into our life every single day, and yet still we choose to turn away. Many of us are married, my God, to some powerful chosen vessels of God, and we hear the word of God daily, and we see what God can do in front of our eyes. We have front row seats to it daily, and we still choose to turn away from God. All right, and fine, if some of us is like, well, I don't turn away from God, I love God, I believe in God, but you're not choosing. You believe in God, but you're denying the power thereof. You're not choosing to change your life completely. God is not asking you to change your life 50% and then you good. No, he needs all of you, not just a piece of you, not just you on Sunday, not just you on Wednesday, not just you. He don't need pieces of you. He needs all of you, okay? My God. And a lot of us will act like we can't comprehend that. But if you have somebody in your life, a significant other, you don't want them to just give pieces of them to you. You will cause war and all these things. You will quarrel and all these things. If you are experiencing your supposedly significant other that's supposed to love you, right? And let you feel secure and everything. They're only giving piece of you when it's beneficial. They're only giving piece of you when they feel like it. They're only giving piece of you if all hell breaks loose. Come on. In this same light is how we have to pre it from God's eyes, from God's point of view. My God. God told me that my ministry is taking a shift. And he said, my messages needs to simply be that his return is just about here. His return is here. And if you have not, you need to repent. Don't wait till later on tonight when you reach home. Do it right now in your car. Do it right now on the job. Okay? Don't wait till tomorrow when you have an off day. Do it right now. Don't wait till next week when you decided you were going to get worldly stuff out your system for this last weekend. Do it right now. My God. Don't wait till the new year when you say, okay, on the new year, I'm going to turn a new leaf and I'm going to change my life around. Do it right now. You don't have time to waste. We don't have time to waste. God is saying right now. My God, he's saying right now. Stop waiting for someone else to do it. Then you, okay, they did it, so I'll do it. No, do it right now. My God. God is raising up some people to prophesy. God is raising up some people to speak to his people, okay, in the world, to tell you, be prepared, get prepared. The Bible says, be prepared so that when the time comes, you're not over here trying to get ready. Because when the time comes, you need to be fully ready. It's just like, thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit just put into my spirit and my vision just now of a woman that's about to give birth, right? And she's on her last week. Like, she can give birth any second, right? And now in this natural, what they do is the doctor would tell you, okay, well, since the baby can come any minute, no, you and your husband pack a bag, pack a to-go bag, pack things that you will need, because when to happen, you need to run to the hospital and you need to have all the things that you need packed up. Pack like you're going to stay. Hallelujah. Pack like you're going to stay somewhere for a amount of time. This is not a go, oh, hey, I came to see you. Okay, I'm leaving. No, you're going to stay in this place. My God, you're going to stay in this place. It's time to be prepared. Be prepared. My God, my God, we don't have time to waste. Remember, we live inside of time. God lives outside of time. God's second, God, oh my goodness. You know where I'm going with that already. God's time is not the same as our time. Okay? God's year, my God, is like a millisecond probably to us. It is not the same. It is not the same. And when I sit here and I think about people perishing, and some of these people will be people I know, some of these people will be people I love, oh, my heart just yearns. And I'm telling you, right now, a lot of you have seen these videos of people crying and speaking on this. And some of you are like, well, why are you crying? What is she crying for? What is he crying for? What is he crying about? Okay, we get it. God's coming. But why are you crying about it? Because we feel, God allows us to feel the weight of his glory. God allows us to feel the weight, my God, of the people that will perish. Ooh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Get ready right now. We don't have the time right now. Any second that sky can crack open. And once that sky crack open, you don't got time to say, oh, Lord, forgive me. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, I see that you're real now. Oh, I'm so sorry. Now that I know that you're really real, I just want to repent right now. You don't got time when that happens. The time is now. The time is now. You don't want to be here when the tribulation happens. My God. And if you don't know anything about the tribulation, you have homework. You have homework. Go to your Bibles. Go into your Bibles. And I want you to read upon the tribulation. Okay? Revelation. Revelation. Read the whole book of Revelation. How about that? Yes. Read the whole book of Revelation. You don't want to be here when the tribulation time comes. Listen. I believe and feel in my spirit. I just got delivered 2 days ago. And this is not, I said that like, you know, this is my first time being delivered. No. But the reason why it sounds so profound, like, oh, this was your first time, is because the kind of deliverance that I had in that shower was one like I never, ever experienced before. And I've had deliverances before. I've had deliverances in the shower before. Same way. I've had deliverances all everywhere and on this earth. Okay. But deliverance that took place 2 days ago, I never experienced it before. My God. God, oh, God is trying to do a new thing. We keep talking about that new thing. God is trying to do a new thing before the coming of Christ. And the new thing acquires you changing your lifestyle, acquires you transforming, okay, being transformed by the renewing of your mind, your heart, your spirit, your soul. Because you cannot enter into the kingdom with a lifestyle that is not pleasing to God. You cannot enter into the kingdom with a lifestyle that turns away from God's face. God said what he said in his word, and he cannot and will not go back on his word. Listen to me. He cannot and will not go back on his word. The time is now. My God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The time is now. Repent. Repent, my sister, my brother. Repent. The time is now. I don't know what he's going to do in my ministry from here on out. He literally just gave me this revelation, like I said, a couple hours ago. All right. Told me things are going to be shifting in this ministry. And he told me what the message will be shifting to. That's all he gave me. And you know, quite frankly, I don't need details. I don't need details. Just like when he said that. Okay. And already he gave me a schedule of when I need to record the episodes so I can have time to edit and all these things. Right. So I knew that episode 14 was needed to be recorded today. I knew that already. Right. But I didn't know that he was going to give me revelation on my ministry. And when he gave me the revelation, knowing that in a couple minutes or so, I'm going to be having to record episode 14. After he gave me that revelation prior to recording, I said, oh God, have your way. I prayed over this episode. I said, Father, speak. No notes, no nothing. Speak, have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Speak to your people, Lord God. My God. And he gave me a scripture. And this is not no new scripture now. This is a scripture from episode 13. This is a scripture from episode 13. Y'all remember I gave you homework, right? I gave you homework. It was a 3-part homework. Okay, and this was the second part of your homework. The first part was to look up the word major, M-A-J-O-R. Look up the word major and let God speak into your spirit about that word specifically. And then the second part of the homework was to read Ezekiel, one of the scriptures that we talked about, but then Holy Spirit stopped me because he didn't want me to dive into it. He wanted you to dive into it for yourselves. So that second part of your homework was for you to go read Ezekiel out loud with that power of on your tongue and ask God tell you exactly what that means to you. And then the third part of your homework was to read Ephesians, specifically putting on the armor, because woo, if you are accepting and receiving anything that God has been speaking on this platform, be prepared. You know that song? This means war. Yeah, it means war. Because guess what? The enemy don't like it. He don't like it. And spiritual warfare is real. And you think the enemy is attacking his people? You think the enemy is out here attacking people that has already given themselves to him? That has already signed themselves over to him? You think the enemy is attacking them? No. He's trying to attack the people that's trying so hard to live a life pleasing to Christ. He's trying to attack the people that's trying so hard to be in the will of God. So, yeah, that last part of your homework was to put the whole armor on. And how do you do that? You have to read Ephesians. So, because it tells you exactly how to do that. So, Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 12 through 14. And it reads, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, said the Lord. Listen, God is saying that he is God. He said what he said, and you will live to see what he say come to fruition. Okay? You will live to see his word come to fruition, come to pass, because guess what? The word of God must, by law, by his principle and by his law, it must and it have to come to pass. And you see him talking about, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. God has a land for you that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard of. He has a land for you. But guess what? All those spiritual blessings and treasures and crowns that God has for you is only for you who choose to repent. Turn. Repent means to turn away from. Turn away from your wickedness, your sinful acts, your sinful behaviors, your sinful habits that you intentionally choose to indulge in. Knowing the better but not doing the better. This is the only way you can attain all that God has for you in this life and the next. God has things for you in this life too, prior to his return. And it has a lot to do with spreading the word. Let me tell you something. Okay? Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm led to say this right now. Because there's people in my life, there's people close to me, okay, that also needs to hear this as well. If you call yourself in your purpose, if you call yourself in your God-given calling, and in that purpose and calling, you are not bringing people to Christ, in that purpose or calling, you are not, first of all, being transformed by the renewing of your mind, changing your bad habits, and then allowing it to fruitful and multiply, and people be transformed by the renewing of their mind through the word of God by hearing from your mouth, because God chose to use you as a vessel. If you are not bringing people to Christ, if you are not, and let me tell you something, because Holy Spirit, speak. None of me, all of you, Holy Spirit. Because you see, in my ministry right here, half the time, I don't know who's giving their life to Christ behind the podcast episodes, behind the Moving Monday videos and lives, behind my little posts on Instagram, my word of the days, behind anything that I'm gonna put my on pun. I don't know who's truly being transformed, but I do know that somebody is, because Holy Spirit confirms that as long as I prophesy when he leads me to, as long as I be obedient and give a word that he tells me to give, why would Holy Spirit tell me to give a word just for it not to fall on nobody's ears or just for nobody to, you know, hear? The Bible say faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Why would he give me a word to speak if nobody's gonna hear it? And let me tell you, people that's so attached to social media, stop looking at likes, stop looking at comments, stop looking at shares, because God revealed to me months ago, before Ricky ascended, those of you who don't know, go back and watch things. Ricky was my spiritual father, and just like this, we used to talk every day and prophesy and speak life into each other every day, and just like this, he was authorized to go. My God. You know what else God revealed to me? In Isaiah 57. I was thinking about my mom so bad that day. And, you know, I'm when I have my moments of thinking about my mom in the flesh, and I start crying and stuff. When I share that moment with God. I don't just be like, oh, no, I share that moment with God. And when I do, you guys don't understand. When you do things like that, God, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? Where am I going to go? Oh my gosh, how am I going to get through this? By the strength of the Lord. Okay, and how do you get that? You invite God into every emotion that you have. You invite God into every moment that you have. I'm telling you, we make God so complicated, and he's not. The instruction he gives us is not complicated. We're the complex and complicated beings. We're the complicated ones that just want things to be, we want things to be so simple, yet we complicate them. We're the most not of sense being. And that's why we need wisdom. That's why we need the wisdom of God, because we don't have sense. I'm telling you, we don't have sense. My mommy and Auntie Patsy always say, you don't know, say after 6 o'clock when I have sense, the sense gone after 6 o'clock. Let me tell you, my mommy was so goofy too. Oh my goodness. But for real though, like we be acting like we don't have sense out here, which we don't have true sense, because that's why we need the wisdom of God. God revealed to me in Isaiah 57, when I was thinking about my mom and crying and all of that, he revealed to me a scripture that states, good people are called to be in the presence of God early sometimes. So you know those people, that cousin, that friend of a friend, that celebrity, you know, that you say, dang, gone too soon. Dang, he and she, they were young. Oh my gosh, they wasn't ready. It wasn't their time. Sometimes, and if especially if they were good in the eyes of God, not in the eyes of this world now, because a lot of people we see to be good are wolves in sheep clothing, are led by the spirit of the Antichrist. So it's not about how the world sees them or what they were portraying in the world. But in the eyes of God, if they were good, sometimes God calls them soon. And why does God say that? Because they are being protected by the evil day to come. So let me tell you something. That's why I can think about mommy right now and I could be okay. Because it's y'all I need to be mourning, not my mom. I don't need to mourn my mom. My mom, the best she ever been. My mom is her happiest she ever been in her spirit being and in the flesh. She's the happiest, the most peaceful, the most joyful she ever been. Me know this because she serves God. Her kids can't get her to not serve God. No man can get her to not serve God. No pastor, bishop, whoever can get her to not serve God. No demon can get her to not serve God. Nobody can get my mom, my mommy, to not serve God. I remember one day I was like telling her about the Sabbath, and she let me tell you something, Shanella. The Sabbath. She ain't play about her Sabbath, I'm telling you. My God, like, I know that she's in the presence of the Lord, okay? I'm not supposed to be mourning her. I'm not mourning her. I have that wisdom. When you have wisdom, you actually walk in the footsteps, because God is the lamp unto your feet and the light unto your path. When you have that wisdom and that lamp and that light, that word, okay? The word is the lamp and the light. When you actually indulge in it and you have that, you almost feel immortal. You don't feel carnal, right? You don't make carnal decisions. I'm telling you. Enough time, I think, well, mommy, I just be laughing and smiling. I think about her funny times when she was here. And now I think about the truth of where she is now. The truth, not no lies, the truth. And I just smile. I thank God. I feel gratitude when I think about mommy and where she is now. And I continue. Now mourn my mommy, you know, because she's good. Is the people God said will perish. That's who I mourn. That's still alive here in this earthly realm. That's who I mourn for. every day I'm repenting. Every day I'm repenting. I know that I'm good with Father. I know that due to our relationship. Do you have a relationship with God? Do you have a relationship with Christ today? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you haven't, I recommend that you do. I will never force anything upon anyone, but I truly recommend that you do. And if your answer was yes, I have accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, too much is given, much is required. God requires more from you. God requires more from you. He looks at you, you that say you have God, us that are have accepted Jesus. He looks at us and he say, I expect more from you. He expects more from us. So I challenge you to do some spirit evaluation, okay? Do a life evaluation. Do self-evaluation. What are you doing currently in your life? What are you allowing in your life? What are you saying in your life? Who are you being in your life? What are you thinking in your life that you know for a fact goes against God and his kingdom and his word? My God, don't be that people that is of God that will perish anyway. Don't be. Repent. Repent daily. Repent secondly is my advice. If I had to give any wisdom advice, right? Any knowledgeable advice, it would be to repent secondly. Anytime you can't think, repent. Anytime something comes to your mind and you're like, was that wrong or right? Repent. If you're thinking about your day at the end of your day, you're like, wow, I actually didn't do nothing wrong today. Repent. Many times we do things, say things, think things that goes against God. And subconsciously or consciously, we don't know. Some things we do that's unintentional. Many things we do that's very intentional. Repent for it all. Just repent. Get into a habit of repenting. My God, repent every second of the day. Because God, Jesus is returning. And like I said, when that sky crack open, you don't have time to see him for your own eye, with your own natural eyes, because that's what you've been waiting for. Oh, I can't believe in something I can't see. So when I see, I'll believe. Don't be like, what was his name in the Bible? One of the disciples that they were telling him, well, Jesus is alive. This is after they crucified him. They said, Jesus is alive. He's here. And he's like, I don't believe you. I need to see the holes in his hands to believe. Don't be like him. I don't know if it was Peter. No. Don't be like him. Don't say, oh, well, when I see Jesus, I'll believe. Because then it's going to be too late. Don't be. My God, don't be. Whew. God is good. God is so good. And I just thank him. I just thank him for everything. And he is now currently telling me that it's time to wrap it up. So I just want to say, repent. Okay, don't waste time. Do it now. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, don't wait until it's convenient for you or until everybody leaves the house. Or don't wait. Do it right now. Okay? And Father, I thank you, God. My God, I am filled with your spirit right now. I'm filled with gratitude right now. I'm just filled with your holy presence, God. And I just thank you for speaking to me. I thank you for giving me revelation, Lord. I don't know what I would do if I was a person here on this earth that whose ears was just shut off to you, your voice, your thinking, your ways, your knowledge, your kingdom. I don't know what I would do, Lord. So right now, I just come to you in gratitude and I just thank you for choosing me to hear your voice. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to hear your voice and to be in your presence and to see your ways and your thoughts, a glimpse of who you truly are and your character, Father. I'm repenting right now, Father, for my sins and I'm repenting on the behalf of everyone else's sins that can hear hear me right now, Lord Jesus, please. The people that are repenting, Father God, please forgive them, Lord Jesus. Forgive us, for we know not what we do, and show us the way to do the better. Show us how to do better before you come. Show us how to get in right standing with you before you come. Show us how to be completely in your will. Show us how to be completely pure in your eyes, completely pleasing and perfect in your eyes. Before you come, Lord, because we want to go home to you, Lord Jesus. This is not our home. Our home is with you, Father, and we're just waiting until you come to receive us back again, Lord God. I just thank you so much for your spirit. I thank you for your guiding and your protection. I thank you. Oh, hallelujah. And Lord, as we repent, Lord, I ask that you expose the enemies in our lives. Expose the enemies and the demonic forces and spiritual wickedness and principalities. Hallelujah. Expose them in our life, Lord God. Expose them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke, renounce, and reject them, and we send them back into the abyss where they belong, because their time is up. Their days are numbered, and their time is up. We thank you, God, and we are awaiting your return. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is so, and so shall it be. Amen and amen. I want to end in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are listening to this episode, I don't care if you listen to it the day it released. I don't care if you listen to it 10 years down the line. If God sees fit for us all to still be here 10 years down the line. I just pray that you take heed. Matthew 11 says, "Let those who have an ear, let him hear." Take heed, people of God. Take heed. Don't be that person of God that perishes. I love you so much. Bless up yourself. I was about to share the website and all these things, but I just feel the shift God is speaking of on my ministry. And pretty much I hear less of me and all of him. Pretty much none of me. And all of him. The reason why I say less of me, because you will hear my voice, you know, on the visual, you will see me, but it's all Christ. It's all Christ. It's all Christ. If God wants anyone to check out any endeavors or any other platforms that I have, he will lead them there. I don't have to boast about it. He will lead them there. I love you guys so much. Bless up yourself. You're done on the tingle already. Repent. Okay. And I will see you on episode 15. I love you so much.
We pray that the message in this episode spoke measures into your life. As we always say, beautiful souls, take this word, take it to Christ, test the spirits, and let God reveal to you his hand in your life according to his will and his purpose. We love you, and as always, we are praying for you. Remember to stay prayed up, and we'll see you on the next episode.